AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris. Over 125,000 residents in Puerto Rico are still without power, and over two dozen residents are dead after Hurricane Fiona caused massive destruction less than 2 weeks ago. The president says this is the largest team of search and rescue efforts assembled in recent history. Today, he and First Lady Jill Biden travel to the affected area to meet with responders and residents that have been hit hard. He's expected to announce $60 million coming from the bipartisan law to help Puerto Ricans in their efforts on recovery and also to help build in reconstruction that can help prevent this type of damage in the future. As of September 28th, the administration has put over 1,000 federal response workers on the ground to support operations, planning, and power restoration, including debris removal and search and rescue. More than 450 members of Puerto Rico's National Guard are conducting those rescue efforts. Now, the president is expected to travel to Florida on Wednesday to assess damage there, where fatalities include 83. That number is still rising as Hurricane Ian hit a Category 4. For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMorris.